It was quite some time before Mr. Stump stood up and rubbed his hands together excitedly.
I think I have a solution.
His team sat riveted.
This is truly a golden opportunity,
he said, smiling broadly, showing off a set of perfect gold teeth.
It is plain to see that the elves need help. They are working quickly, but there aren't enough of them to do the job. At Stump Inc. we have thousands of workers. We will simply transport them here to help. I am certain that we can save Christmas.
The team members applauded weakly, as if their hands had turned into rubber. It was an interesting idea, but would it work? They were too shy to admit that. Inside, they were doubtful.
Please radio Santa and let him know that we would like to land.
Mr. Stump ordered his pilot, using a gold microphone.
Sorry, sir,
the pilot replied.
There is nowhere to land. The snow's too deep, and besides, we can't really see much. What if we land on top of some of Santa's elves? We have also received news that another storm is on the way. I'm afraid we need to fly out of the area, and fast.
Mr. Stump scratched his head, careful not to spoil his perfectly combed golden locks. He and his team tried and tried to find a place to land, but the storm had covered the entire North Pole in a very heavy blanket of snow. With little fuel and another storm on the way, they had no other choice but to return to the golden headquarters of Stump Inc. They would not be able to bring workers to the North Pole. Given the circumstances, the idea simply would not work. That evening, Ava, Bobby, and their parents sat glued to the television. An update had been promised to be broadcast live from the headquarters of Stump Inc. A team of stylists was busy making sure Mr. Stump looked perfect. He had a golden reputation, one that could not be tarnished. Seated behind an enormous gold desk, Mr. Stump spoke. His team members were surprised, because when they had last seen Mr. Stump, he too was glum that they had not found a solution to the problem. Indeed, they had all been stumped. Apparently, Mr. Stump had come up with another idea. They listened closely, anxious to hear it.
Hello, everyone. We have just returned from the North Pole, and we are sad to report that the situation is worse than we'd imagined. Santa's workshop has been almost completely destroyed. Santa will be joining us by satellite so that we can talk about a possible solution. Santa, are you there?
He asked loudly, facing a gigantic gold screen.
Oh, Mr. Stump. Yes, I am here, and I can hear you loud and clear.
Santa looked like his jolly self, but he sounded brittle and tired.
We were unable to land at the North Pole, Santa, so I'm afraid we can't bring any stump workers to help repair your workshop.
Yes, I know,
Santa responded.
The snow is so deep that the elves have built tunnels to get from one place to another. The tunnels are elf-sized, so bringing anyone here taller than an elf would not be a very good idea. I can just about get an arm through some of the tunnels.
The camera moved down slowly and rested on a serious-looking elf, standing with his arms crossed across his chest. The tip of his hat barely reached the top of Santa's boots.